This is the Frank Fontana Show on WGN Radio. It's not just home improvement, it's life improvement.
Hey there, everybody. Good afternoon. It's me, Frank Fontana. Thanks for hanging with us. Today's a very, very big day. Did you hear that, folks? There's somebody in studio with me. She's taking over the mics for the first time back in a year off, more than a year.
More than a year, almost a year and a half.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mrs. Kathy Hart.
Okay, it's weird hearing my voice again.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. This view is ridiculous.
First time in this studio, right?
Yes. First time in the studio, and it's just been a really long time.
Were you ever at the old Tribune building? Were you in that Michigan Avenue set up, the Allstate studio down there?
No, we were always, I've never seen that. I mean, I've walked by like everybody else in Chicago when you're walking down Michigan Avenue and you see that, but
bit of a transition.
I'd wave.
From, and amongst the other people who wave, I mean, that's a kind thing. Usually we get mooned as people walk by during the Chicago Marathon. We've got a lot of.
Oh, that wouldn't be bad.
Yeah.
I'd enjoy. Well, No, I probably wouldn't enjoy that.
Depending on who it was.
Right.
Depending on who was mooning you. I think you might reconsider that.
Yeah, for sure.
Kathy Arch joining us today. She'll be with us actually for the next couple of weeks. We're doing a Wednesday gig, right?
Yeah, this coming Wednesday.
Yeah, the 17th from 1 to 3. John Williams will be off. Kathy and I will be sitting in having a little fun and fodder.
And they approved that before they heard how it went today?
They just knew. They just knew.
Sure they
knew how great it was going to go
today.
Sure
they did.
Yeah.
Oh.
We got a great show today. Coming up a little later, since Halloween is right around the corner, my friend Carrie Karsh, celebrity chef and Kenmore brand spokesperson, is going to be here in studio, Kathy.
I heard we have a pretty great prize to give away with that.
Yeah, she's going to be, she's bringing this new stand-up mixer that is revolutionizing stand-up mixers.
It is?
I saw it.
How? We'll have to ask her about it.
Yeah, I don't want to, you know, let the cat out of the bag right now, but apparently this thing is pretty slick looking. I've seen pictures of it, so I know it's slick looking, and it works really cool.
She's a celebrity chef. Is she going to cook?
I'm hoping. Did she bring any food? Because if not, she can't come in the studio.
You can tell. Every DJ is like, wait, is there food?
Is there food?
No food, but
dang it.
She's got some stuff coming for us.
Good,
so.
Okay. Yeah,
good.
She's going to share some great Halloween party recipes and ideas.
Fun.
And she's a vegan. I don't know. Are you a vegan? Or
no, I try to eat healthy, but I just love, like, I went to this place, I think it was called Refurbished Western and Western and Waveland, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And the lamb burger, look, I just gave my first plug. Listen to that. The lamb burger was fantastic.
Right.
It was so good. Yeah, no, I like a good steak every now and then.
Me too. I've gone back and forth. I miss meat sometimes.
I try to just be plant-based as much as possible, but then grass is plant, and so if the cows are eating grass and it's grass-fed, then I'm okay with
kind of vegan, right?
Yes.
Kind of vegan. Yeah. Secondhand vegan.
Mm-hmm.
So she's going to be bringing in some cool recipes for us, and then we're going to really dig into where Kathy Hart has been for the last year. There's been a lot of talk, a lot of speculation. The internet's been a buzz ever since I announced that you're going to be joining us in the show. Lots of questions out there, Kathy, and thank you for coming on the show and you know, allowing us to be, you know, the first time here at WGN that you're going to be talking about, you know, this last year.
Thanks for having me. I heard that beep at the top of the hour. And I mean, I grew up in Chicago and I grew up listening to WGN. My stepdad, who is in Arizona, but he happens to be visiting, his name is Wally, always listened to Wally Phillips. So I grew up listening to Wally Phillips, Roy Leonard, Bob Collins. And so when I heard that beep, I'm like, holy crap, I'm on W. Like, it's another dream fulfilled. So thank you for allowing that.
My pleasure. Surreal moment. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to dive right into Kathy Hart's world and eventually open up the phone lines for you guys, folks out there who I know are clamoring for questions.
Good God.
Are you ready for that, Kathy?
No.
Well, you better be.
All
right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Frank Fontana Show, being joined by the one and only Kathy Hart. Welcome to the show, Kath.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Hope you feel comfortable.
I do.
Got that chair especially for you.
I do. I feel like I'm sitting too high up. Like,
Yep, there you go.
There it goes.
You just lost a couple inches.
Okay, that's good. No, it's a good spot.
Well, folks, you know, she's an icon in the world of radio, not just here in Chicago, but revered around the nation. A talent who's been inducted into the National Radio Hall of Fame, co-hosted one of the highest-rated, longest-running Chicago morning shows in radio history. Then what seemed to be like an all-of-a-sudden moment about a year ago, she vanished from the radio landscape without a notice or explanation. for what seemed to be reasons unknown, quote unquote, leaving droves of fans salivating to find answers as to what happened to their favorite morning show radio host. But there's an old saying that I love. Everyone is fighting a battle behind closed doors that you have no idea about. So have compassion for them as you hear their stories. With that said, for the first time back on traditional radio to tell her story in her way, welcome Kathy Hart.
Wow, I didn't even know that was coming.
Oh, yeah.
So the smart, I can say smartass, right?
Sure you can.
Okay, good. The smartass in me wanted to respond, it's none of your business. No.
End of show. Thank you, folks.
No, no, no. Yeah, it's really difficult to answer that. And I think it was with Steve Cochran on Friday that I was talking about. It was certainly an unorthodox way to leave a show. And usually I'm not a woman of mystery, but I have to say that it was kind of fun having the little bit of mystery out there. And I've just learned in the last year, year and a half that, you know, the universe has plans for you, that you can do everything. You can have goals. You can imagine where your life is going to go, and you keep working at those goals every day. And then the universe just slams you in the face and says, nope, we have other plans. And, you know, the big guy definitely has plans for me. And I finally had to just kind of sit back and let that happen. And my mom, before she died, tried explaining that to me. And I just didn't get it. I'm like, no, I can't sit back. Like, I'm a go-getter. I do, sure. do. And a slight control freak. And so that's how I was. I wasn't used to just sitting back and letting things happen. But I believe I learned that in the last year, year and a half. And having faith that, like I said, the big guy's got really great things in store for me. And I just want to say that, you know, at the mix, I had a great... All right, I don't want to get emotional.
Okay.
I had a great run.
21 years.
I was blessed beyond my wildest dreams. I grew up listening to Chicago radio, so for me to have that run the way that we did with Eric and the whole show, it was just beyond my wildest dreams. It's all I can say.
Worthy of being inducted in the Radio Hall of Fame.
I still don't feel old enough for that. Like, it feels like you have to be... Well, I am old. Who am I kidding?
But in essence, you've lived a dream already. Like,
oh, completely.
21 years at the top of the third largest radio
Insane.
Market in the country.
Yeah.
And that's an amazing run.
Worked with some incredible people that I will just forever, forever be grateful for the experience that I had and the people that I worked with.
Yeah.
And really have nothing bad to say, because it was just a dream, like I said, beyond anything of comprehension.
Sure.
And I do believe that, you know, all good things come to an end, not to sound cliche, but I also believe that I have more things in store for me. And I didn't realize that. I had to have the universe kind of let me know.
Shake you up a little bit.
Yeah, we've got more things in store for you. So that's where I'm super excited about moving forward.
Yeah. And, you know, there's been a lot of speculation in the media about the why, you know, and knowing you behind the mic, there's other reasons why some might not know about.
Yeah, you know what? There was just so much going on in my life at that time. And I was going through some medical stuff, and not to bring all that into it, but I do think it's fair to let people know what 100%. Was going on, because I really want to, moving forward, help people that have the same condition that I have that don't even know about it. I went undiagnosed for a very, very long time with headaches and dizziness and some other unpleasantries that I won't share. And you'll thank me for that. And come to find out that I got diagnosed with something called CIRS, C-I-R-S, chronic inflammatory response syndrome. So apparently, as you know, you should know, mold is everywhere.
Of course.
And I got exposed to some water damaged mold, and one in four people have this gene, this genetic predisposition to not processing the airborne toxins from water damaged mold. So finally, I found someone that helped me figure this out. And I got the blood work done and figured out I'm one in four people. So basically, for a really long time, I was being exposed.
How long were you feeling these symptoms?
All these tests.
And what are those symptoms?
Yeah, for a long time. Like I said, just headaches and dizziness. And so basically, what I had to do is detox my body from all of these symptoms. The thing is, it brought out chronic inflammation. So inflammation brings on all these symptoms that most doctors didn't even recognize.
Sure.
stemming from this Sears.
On a cellular level as well, so that you're feeling, you don't really, you don't see it physically.
Mm-mm.
It's
no.
It's internally, and it's just hacking away your system.
And you can be in a house or somewhere with someone not experiencing the symptoms because they don't have the gene.
Yep.
So anyway, I've learned a lot about it, and I don't want to, you know, really go into it, but it's something I feel passionate about moving forward, because a lot of people are going through this and have this, and they have no idea.
Yeah.
So it's been quite a journey. My girlfriend teases me. She's like, wow, Kathy, of all the illnesses you could get, you have to get one where you have to take Epsom salt baths and get therapeutic lymphatic massage.
Yep.
And you have to sit in a dry sauna to sweat and detox. She's like, leave it to you to get an illness that you have to do all those things.
Jeez. I mean, on top of the physical, you know, and medical that you're going through, the loss of not even the partnership and the station and all that, but the personal loss of not being able to do what you love for almost a year and a half. How did you handle that? Did you fall into depression? Did you turn to religion?
A lot of Pinot.
Did you turn to drinking?
Pinot Noir? No. There's a little truth to that. I'm not going to lie. You know what? I had started going back to church a few years ago. And so, I think there was some divine intervention for this whole plan, because honestly, it was, and not to get spiritual, because it seems like it's taboo to talk about religion or spirituality on the air.
Not on this show.
Okay, good. So, it's what got me through. It's really, without getting emotional again, it's what got me through. And family, friends, you know, they were just as baffled by everything that was going on in my life at that time, because it was like, wow, I lost my job. I got this illness. My 10-year-old son got diagnosed with Lyme disease. So many things were going on in our life. We had to move. It was like, slow down. Like, there's so much happening. But it truly was just my faith that got me through, and friends.
Were you ever mad at the one thing that brought you all this? You know what I mean? Were you mad at that radio gave you everything, but at the same time, in a way, kind of took it away?
No, I know I should be, because usually I have a temper and I can be kind of an angry person. But I think I've just had this transformation. I don't know if you guys sense that culture and society is going through transformation right now.
Absolutely.
On so many different levels, with politics and spirituality and Me Too.
Yep.
All these different things. And I just believe I was part of that.
Yeah.
And I've learned to fully embrace everything that is happening, knowing that it's happening for a reason and that there's a plan. And I'm super excited, because look at where I am now.
Right, sitting across from me, and I love that.
Yep.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to hear more with Kathy Hart and her story. Then we're going to open up the phone line as soon as we get through news here. Folks, 312-981-7200. Here is your golden chance to either text in your questions or speak to Kathy Hart live on the show. And maybe she can help answer some of those questions. If you missed her, give her a hello and say hi. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, folks. I'm Frank Fontana. That is, who are you?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Kathy.
Oh, Kathy, you just distracted me. I need to do a sponsor real quick. The news was sponsored by TreeTime.com.
Oh, I love TreeTime.
Yeah, great stuff.
Awesome.
Do you live out that way?
I do. I'm
so
out there
far.
In the north suburbs. You're like south, right?
Yeah, and you say that I'm far. You're far.
I am pretty far. Yeah, I'm up in Lake County. Close enough to Wisconsin.
Lots of folks texting and calling in. If you want to talk to Kathy Hart, 312-981-7200 is our call-in number. We got lots of text questions coming in, Kath. Are you ready to answer some of these?
Oh, God, I don't know.
These
we'll
hard-hitting
see.
Questions?
We'll see.
Well, all right, so let's see here. My name is Carrie Carson. I spent some time at Kathy's childhood home. Her whole family was very nice. I want to tell her hello. How's Kirk doing?
Oh, my brother. Funny.
And the Carlsons in Crystal Lake.
Oh, get out. Yeah, Crystal Lake is where I grew up until my sophomore year. And then we moved to Wisconsin. And then, like, Clinton, Wisconsin. Small town by Beloit and Janesville. And, in fact, one of my friends is listening in a tractor right now.
In a tractor?
Andrew. Yep. He's in a tractor. He's like, oh, my God, this is the first time I've ever been able to listen to you.
You're a country girl, huh?
So, yeah. Well, I mean, I grew up in Crystal Lake. And then when you move to Wisconsin, you kind of have to. It was a town of 1,900 people. But I had a great time growing up in Crystal Lake. And yeah, my brother, you might appreciate this. He's starting to, he quit his job as a printer, and now he's starting to build furniture.
Sweet. I think I've seen some stuff you posted on social.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm interested in that. Do you know a place out there called All American Reclaim?
Yeah. My brother goes there often because he loves the stuff that they've got out there.
So cool. We shot a bit for our TV show, Downtown Shabby, with Andy out there. Great place. Like, folks, if you're looking for real barnwood and cool antiques, go check out All American Reclaim in Crystal Lake. It's a great place. Let's say, Kathy, let's see. This is an
I can't read these, so I have no idea what's coming.
Ashley, is there any way to put these texts up on by Kathy, too, right? So she can kind of see some of these? Because they're interesting and they're fun.
Oh, great.
Kathy, you said you went to church. I thought you were Jewish. Is that a rumor?
Are they being funny?
I think they are. Yeah.
I couldn't be more Catholic. Like, we always talked about I just have the Catholic guilt. And, yeah, that's pretty much how I've lived my life with Catholic guilt. But, no, I'm not Jewish. No. Yeah, no, I've started. I'm not going to a Catholic church. I found a non-denominational church.
Yeah, for those who don't know what that means.
That I really appreciate.
What is a non-denominational church?
Well, I don't know. I'm not familiar with a lot of churches. I know there's like Lutheran and Protestant Baptist. I don't know. What are you eating?
Licorice. I just snuck in the newsroom.
You figured I'm going to be talking long enough.
Yeah, I got popcorn. I got licorice.
Something to eat.
I even got these wax teeth. Remember these
wax
teeth?
That's hilarious. Yes.
I used to love these wax teeth.
God, I like that you have the attention span that I have. This could be trouble.
I'm just listening. I'm an observer today. I'm just listening.
Oh my God, what was I even talking about? Oh, am I Jewish?
You're Jewish.
Yeah, no. I found a church that I really, really enjoyed. Okay, I'm going to say something that I should probably be embarrassed to even admit, but I'm going to do it because if anybody knows me, they know that I can say some pretty stupid things sometimes, or I admit to not knowing some things that 99% of the world knows. But honestly, and anyone that went to Catholic church with me is going to be horrified. But when I started going to this other church and they just gave it to me from a whole different perspective, and I was learning about stuff in the Bible, and I swear to God, we're not going to talk a lot about religion. But I honestly did not know Jesus was a Jew. I did not know that.
Really?
How do you?
Because I don't think I knew that either.
From a Catholic perspective, I was just like, wait, there's Jewish people that go to their synagogue, and then there's Catholic people, and then there's all these other churches. Mm-hmm. And so I just figured. Crazy.
You learn something new every day.
So I really appreciate what I'm learning. Right. I know I couldn't sound more stupid right now.
No, you don't. You're actually making sense. A lot of sense to me. Let's take some calls. We have lots of calls coming in. Folks, you can call in too. 312-981-7200. Is it 7200? 91-7200. 312-91-7200 is the number. Let's see here. We have, let's talk to Lawrence first. Hey, Lawrence, how are you? Thanks for calling the show.
Hey, Frank. Hey, Kathy. How's it going?
Hi, good. How are you?
I'm doing great. First of all, so great to hear you back on the radio.
Thank you.
I have always, all my life, loved radio. I used to get up early in the morning when I was a kid and listen to radio in the basement. Also a longtime listener of yours, and when I saw the teaser you posted, I was secretly really hoping that you were coming back on the air in our home county. I live right near you, and even called in there, and my thought was squashed, but this is a huge opportunity, so glad to hear you on the powerhouse of Chicago.
Thanks.
It's very so great to hear you back on the air. Here's my question.
Okay.
After you left the mix, you know, I really followed every blog and everything. Everybody was so respectful, and I think that was totally awesome. You know, you have completely earned the respect of Chicago and beyond. Every blog, I never heard anything negative, which was great. And I was looking for dirt, and there was nothing, which is fantastic. So my question is this, and of course, I know you'll answer what you can answer, and I understand what you can't.
Uh-oh.
Was there anything happening at the mix that contributed to your desire to leave, or was there something that you wished they would have done differently?
Oh, that's a loaded question. No,
sorry, I figured I am the first caller.
No, no, no.
I just welcome in guns a-blazing.
No.
Good for you, Lawrence.
Yeah, I found out about their plans to remodel the studio, and I did not agree with them, so I said, I'm out of here. No, I'm kidding.
I can second that. You know, if you don't like the decor, I mean, you have a right to leave.
Yeah. Yeah,
right.
No, they were very respectful of what was going on with me, you know, the personal leave that I took at the time, and they were very, very respectful for all that, because, like I said, I didn't even know what was going on with me at that time. So, yeah, they just, it was a crazy, crazy time. You know, when you think about how a show is going to end, never in my dreams, anybody's wildest dreams, saw it coming the way that it did. But my mom always used to tease me that, you know, you always have to do things interesting.
Yep.
And it sure was. So, Lawrence, thank you. I really appreciate
you. Yeah, thanks for the call.
I'm so glad that was the answer. Thanks. Keep up the great work, and so glad to hear you back on the air again.
Thank
really,
you.
Truly.
Thanks, Lawrence. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. All right, let's talk to Frank, who has some history with you, Kathy.
He does.
Frank, why don't you let Kathy in the reason why you're calling.
Hi, Kathy. Years ago, I lost my wife, and I just had the notion to give you guys a call. And you got on the phone, and you says, Frank, with time comes answers. And that has been my mantra since losing my wife. And I just wanted to thank you. It's helped me a great deal in other endeavors.
Oh, you're going to make me cry. I'm so glad that helped you.
Yeah, don't cry. Be happy.
Yeah, I am. I told Frank, I said, I am such a crier. Like, it doesn't take anything. I'm one of those people, I watch, like, a pet commercial and I start crying. So it doesn't take much. But, you know, honestly, it's one of the reasons I got into this business. And I think anybody that is in this business, you really do want to help people. And so when I hear someone like you call and say that it helped, because usually we just tease people and make fun and do whatever, but to know that we actually helped someone like you, I really appreciate that. Thank you, Frank. And now that
it's my pleasure,
it's even
and
helping
please
me.
Please stay on the radio. We need you.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Frank. We appreciate it.
Sure.
Bye, Frank.
What a nice guy.
That's really nice.
Yeah, I mean, who would have thunk, in between all of the fodder and fun and craziness you guys had, that in between that you helped people?
Yeah. Go figure.
Maybe it was more of a self-help show
that we actually do that.
Exactly. Let's take another caller here. We have Mike and asking how you found your church.
Oh, hi, Mike. Are you going to ask the question?
No, I really had two questions. First of all, congratulations on being back on the radio.
Thanks.
And second of all, since you're a lifelong Catholic, why not go to a Catholic church? And then third of all, how did you find the church you ended up in?
Yeah, that's kind of weird because it really is so personal. And, you know, I like to think that what works for me might not work for other people. But at the time, my husband was going to a different church and I just wasn't getting out of my church what I wanted. And again, it's a very personal thing. And so I started going to church with him and I just really enjoyed the message that they gave. And again, it was non-denominational and they just really tie in so many messages to current day life and people that are struggling. And at that time, I was certainly struggling with a lot of stuff in my life. And so it gave me the hope and the faith that I could get through anything with grace. And that's kind of how, well,
the microphone swings a little bit. Yeah.
Maybe that was my cue to stop talking about it. Anyway, so I found a way to live my life with grace.
Well, congratulations. It's great that you found a place to go. And it sure makes getting through life a lot easier when you have that kind of support. So congratulations.
Thank you, Mike.
Very
appreciate
kind,
it.
Mike. Thanks for the call. We really appreciate it. And we're going to have to take a quick break here. But I want to just say, Kathy, we're getting a lot of positive texts. And, you know, people just love to hear you back on the air. One from the 219 says, hi, Kathy, you're back. This is so awesome. You were missed. Thank you for the many years of laughs and listening every morning on the way to work. I wish you well, and it's great to hear you back again.
That's awesome. You guys, I can't thank you enough. It means the world to me, really.
Sweet. Well, we're going to have more of Kathy here on WGN. She'll be with us for the next couple of weeks, and who knows after that what happens, but we're going to be filling in for John Williams Wednesday from 1 to 3. We have some really fun topics lined up.
We do. Yeah. I can't wait to talk about some of them.
Uh-huh. And then she'll be back here. You're not going to be here next Sunday, right? It's the following Sunday?
No, I'm actually going to be at the University of Arizona with my daughter, who is auditioning for the dance program.
Good luck. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
The girl can shake it, right?
She can. I don't know where she got it. Not me, for sure.
You're going to pass on the
dance
genes?
No rhythm whatsoever.
Oh, God. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll have more with Kathy when we come back, and then we'll set it up for Carrie Karsh, who's going to be joining us, sharing some Halloween recipes and party ideas, and she's going to be giving away the brand-new Kenmore Ovation Mixer.
Great. Let's start baking.
Let's do it. We'll be right back.
one.
This is Sherry's favorite song, one of them.
Is it?
Yeah. She's probably listening right now. Give a shout out to Sherry, the kids.
That's your wife?
My wife, yeah. Yeah, the only wife.
Okay, that's good.
Thank God.
That's good.
At least that I know of.
She sent me a text yesterday, I think it was, and it was so sweet.
She is
very, very sweet.
Yeah, she
loves you. How'd you manage that?
I got lucky.
I'll say.
She's a catch, man.
Yeah.
She puts up with a lot.
And how old are your kids?
Luca is 7 and Lola.
Luca.
Yeah, Lola
is 4.
Love that name.
And Lola. Wait, would it be bad if I said I have a dog named Lola?
No, you're like the fifth person I met that has a dog named Lola.
But I love the name. It's a great name.
It's the best. I mean, our dream in the future is to own a cafe called Luca and Lola's. Isn't that cute?
Yeah.
Would you go there?
For sure. Yeah. What would you make? What would they make?
They have their own ideas because we planted this idea in their heads. And my son loves cooking shows.
Okay.
So he'll come up with like crazy concoctions and we'll sit at dinner. He's like, Dad, can we play like Nailed It? You ever watch that on Netflix?
No.
You should watch.
I should. I missed a lot of TV. By the way, I should just tell you right now, if you make any reference to pop culture from the last year and a half.
I forgot.
I may not know anything.
You've been in a Taliban cave for a year.
I have shut down. Like, I didn't watch Access Hollywood. I think I just found out Jennifer Aniston got divorced. Like, I'm not even kidding.
Did she get divorced? Really?
Didn't she?
Did she?
I thought so.
Ashley, did she get divorced?
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely think so, yeah.
Yeah, a long time ago.
You should be our pop culture aficionado because you're young. We're old, and she's been in a cave for a year.
I have. Like, I've been wearing yoga pants. These toes haven't seen a pedicure in a long time. Thank God it's winter night.
Bust them out. We got live cameras going.
No.
You go to WGNRadio.com/watch.
No. So, and I wore yoga pants and didn't even do yoga. Although I did just start going back to the gym to try to get some muscle back. And
Is that one of your outlets for this last year to kind of just get, you know, recentered physically in shape and your mind right?
Yeah, I was doing yoga for a while and I just kind of stopped doing everything. And
did you go at it solo or did you hire a trainer or what did you do?
I had to hire a trainer. I know it makes it sound like, you know, oh, aren't you special? But I needed it because I went back a couple of times on my own. And of course, my mind, I think I'm stronger than I am. And I literally couldn't walk for about a week, sitting down like on a chair on the toilet. Well, that's probably TMI, sorry. But just sitting, my legs were
you power squatting
so
or something?
Sore. Yeah, I overdid it.
So so you didn't just go like walk on the treadmill for the first, you went right into the weight room and like just started throwing weights around?
No, at that time I just did some squats and I was that sore. That's how pathetically out of shape I was. It was bad. So, and then I don't miss locker rooms. I'll tell you that right now. I've never really been comfortable with nudity. I don't know how you are on the subject.
I mean, you know, I go to a gym that has a very, you know, fancy locker room and all gentlemen of all sorts, shapes and colors walk around naked in front of you.
Okay, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Because my trainer's name is Kevin and he told me that when he goes in the locker room at this gym,
yeah,
there are, and how do I say this without losing my FCC license and not being invited to come back? he said that there were men that should not be naked, but it's a locker room, so
yes,
understandable. Blow drying.
Yes.
Things they should not be blow drying.
100% yes.
What?
I see this.
They blow dried.
Yes.
Them.
Yes.
The twig and berries.
Everything.
What?
The front, the back, the whole nine.
What?
Yep. Yep. That's... And some of these gentlemen are large. Large in not a muscular fashion.
It's not okay.
Large in the sense they can't even reach behind.
It's not okay. So I went into, there was a lot of nudity there too. And I don't know why I'm uncomfortable with it, but I forgot my bathing suit to go into the hot tub because my muscles were so sore. And there was a lady in there totally naked. I'm like,
in the hot tub.
Yes. That's not allowed, is it?
No. Wait, a men's and women hot tub?
No, it was the women's locker room.
Right.
So it was only women.
Yeah.
But she was naked. You can't go in there.
That's not politically correct.
No, I'm not going to. I know they put a lot of chlorine and stuff in there, but
did you say any? Are you the type to say something?
No,
to somebody?
No, because I just went back to this gym and I felt out of place anyway.
I know it shouldn't matter what she looked like, but what does she look like?
Well, you know what it is. I think she was older, and I think the older women get, because I'm already starting to be like this, the less filter you have,
yes,
and you just don't care.
Just don't care, right?
Like I was at the Jewels, and this lady was pushing her cart down the aisle, and she was probably 85 or so, and she was just like crop dusting and all the way down the aisle, and it was loud and you could hear it, and she didn't care. And I was like, I can't wait to be that lady.
Is classic.
And not care.
Kathy, look, I'm gonna give you permission to be that lady now. Like, you don't need to wait till you're 80 to crop dust.
You know how it is when you go into like a bathroom at a movie theater or something, yeah, yeah, and you're like, oh no, I can't let, no, you have to be quiet. The older you get, the louder
don't
you
care.
Get, you don't care. So I think
agree.
That's what they were like in the locker room.
But that's different, I think. You know, it's like even...
Oh, naked in the hot tub?
Naked in the hot tub is a whole other level of...
No,
of,
you
I don't
need
give
to contain...
F. Right. Keep it all in there.
Yeah.
You know, and the reason I asked, like, I can see if it was like a young fitness model who was like showing off her little body and...
No, even then it's not okay. Because, no.
No?
Your lady bits are... No, cover them up.
True. I guess it doesn't matter the age or look or anything like that.
Yeah.
Hey, we got some more calls coming in. You want to take some?
Sure.
All right, let's talk to Sue. Hey, Sue, thanks for calling the show.
Hi, thank you for taking my call, and terrific to hear you, Frank. And Kathy, it's great to hear you again back on the air, like all the other callers have said. And just bear with me, thank you. But
okay.
I've been a lifelong listener of radio and WGN and XRT on Terry and the Mix and you and Eric. I'm Terry. And again, all these different radio stations, you used to listen to Dr. Drew late night when I would be up in high school working on my art projects in the middle of the night.
Wow.
And I just wanted to say it's great to hear you, and I love live radio, and again, in those any time of day, but like I said back at that time and these days too, it's great to hear, you know, Patty Vasquez and Andrea and Nick and everybody. Sometimes you need a friend in the middle of the night, and it's just great to hear.
You can't get that
live
on
people,
satellite or whatever.
Or
that's...
even internet. Like, you know, it's podcasting.
Uh-uh.
I love it. I'm a huge proponent
of
it.
Well, that too.
So thank you, Sue. Because
and like I said,
it's one of the great things about radio, and it's one of the great things about live radio, and especially Chicago radio, because I think Chicago radio, we're just so real, and Chicago radio listeners embrace just everybody and where everybody goes, because I know we're probably not supposed to mention other stations, but you mentioned Terry Hemmert, and she was one of my instructors at Columbia College, and she's fantastic, and it's just so nice to see kind of everybody coming full circle in so many different ways in Chicago, because it's rare that somebody stays at one station their whole career. So for people to be moving around, especially the way I have now, and being able to be embraced, it's fantastic. So thank you, Sue.
Thanks,
keep listening to radio.
We appreciate the call. Thank you so much. We do have to take a break here, and then we're going to hit the top of the hour of news with Pam Jones right after this. Welcome back to the Frank Fontana Show, here with Kathy Hart sitting next to me, having a good old time.
I am having so much fun. I was so nervous. I'm telling you.
You feel good now? You feel like you're back on the bike?
Yeah. I put so much. I always get nervous before things, and then all of a sudden it just kind of kicks in. But you'll thank me that I used extra deodorant. That's an awesome look. Mm. If anybody's live streaming and can see Frank's
I got lips.
Big red luscious lips.
Carrie, do you ever eat these?
Are those vegan?
There's vegan wax lips. Well, let me put your mic on.
Wait.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hi to
Kathy. Do we have her?
Yeah, we're good. We're live.
The right microphone?
Say hi.
Hi.
Okay, there
she is.
Good, good.
So, I snuck in the newsroom, and they have all sorts of Halloween candy. And I got these wax lips. Do you remember these wax lips when you were a kid?
Absolutely. Did you just take a bite of them?
So good. You're supposed to eat them.
No, you're
I've
not.
I've never eaten them in my life.
No, you chew them, and then you spit them out. What do you think they're for? Just like to put in your mouth? And
if I didn't have gum, when I was a kid, I did it.
I love it.
Oh, see, yours got teeth in it. No, they're upside down.
Oh, wait. What? Leave it to me.
She doesn't do Halloween, Carrie, by the way. She doesn't do Halloween.
No, I mean, I do. I'm a reluctant Halloween mom.
This is my first year actually decorating for Halloween, because I've lived in Chicago for the last 18 years. So I had apartment decorations, you know, like a strand of lights on your balcony.
Like the mini tree.
Like a mini tree with like a, you know, vampire hanging off. This is the first year I have a house. We live in Granger, and I've gone like... bats.
Oh, have you? I get that.
Oh, yeah. So there's like a haunted house. There's a mansion, like a haunted mansion you can walk into with the ghouls and the ghosts and the skeletons.
Are you in a neighborhood where everybody goes all out?
Clearly, I'm the only one, because there's a ton of kids in the neighborhood, but we have, you know, spider webs and little demons and all kinds of things.
Yeah.
I love that, though. I mean, especially with the little kids.
They do something really cute in the neighborhood, though. They do something called You've Been Booed, where somebody will drop off a little bag of candy and it says you've been booed and you have to go like return the favor and go boo somebody else's house.
They started to do that in my neighborhood last year. By the way, folks, that's Carrie Carr. She was a celebrity chef, author, and brand ambassador for Kenmore Appliances. Welcome to the show.
So wait, when you boo someone, you give them a bag of goodies?
Yes. It's just a cute way to say like, hey, neighbor, like, here's some goodies. Right. And so you put the sticker in your window that says you've been booed, and then you have to return the favor and make up a sticker, take it to somebody's random home with, you know, whatever kind of goodies you want, and then drop it off on their doorstep. And
like a bottle of wine?
Like, sense the neighbor. Like, so I'd rather
that's my kind of boo.
The adult version.
Yeah.
So it's now we're talking. It makes it an obligation, though. You got it. Because what if you don't boo back? Are you an idiot at that point?
Or if you get a bad boo?
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to get a bad boo.
Mm-mm. No, but I definitely think we should start the bottle of wine on the doorsteps in the neighborhood.
There should be a boo etiquette website. This whole thing.
The adult boo.
The coffee table boo book.
Yeah.
Hey, when you do a lot of parties, you do a lot of entertaining, a lot of cooking. Yeah. And every year it's like everyone's trying to reinvent the old stuff. But you got a new twist to your whole palate here, being a vegan. And this is kind of new for you, right? Like in the last year or so?
About, 2 years with no meat, but the last year, like, dotting on no dairy.
Okay.
And Oh, it's crazy. No, come over to my world.
No.
I am so much happier over here. And people would think, like, how could you give this up? How could you do that?
Tell her about that one vegan cheese you told me about.
Yeah.
About the what?
The one vegan cheese.
I'm sorry, Carrie. There will never be a vegan cheese. Remember, I lived in Wisconsin, so I am a cheese I'm a cheese snob, but tell me about it, and I might try
it. How could I give up mac and cheese? I thought to myself, there's just absolutely no way. That's one of my favorites, like cheese on a burger or mac and cheese. You can make homemade vegan cheeses with cashews and boiled potatoes and carrots and nutritional yeast. It's called nooch in the vegan world.
Okay.
And it mimics the flavor of cheese, which is plant-based, completely healthy, no saturated fat, no cholesterol, does not give you the inflammation that dairy does. But what's awesome is they make all these vegan cheeses now that you can pick up at grocery stores like Miyoko's. Daya has it. Follow Your Heart has it.
I've had Daya.
Okay.
I've had the almond, which I don't love. The almond cheese, not so good.
You kind of got to go through and pick them out and see what's good. But the Miyoko's, I believe that's how you say it, she does like a mozzarella. And we made a vegan mozzarella margarita pizza the other night. And the kids who are teenagers who were never plant-based are completely plant-based now.
Really? And they like, you know what? I think it's an adjustment period. How long did it take you to adjust from eating the way you were to going vegan? Because it took me a while to go from like normal peanut butter, you know, Skippy or Jif or whatever. And now I eat it. I saw your face. Now I'm the same way. So I eat different, you know, almond butters, cashew, whatever it is. Yeah. And I had a bite of some Skippy the other day, and it was so gross.
It's gross, right? But it does take you back to your childhood for a second when you have that smoothie processed peanut butter feel to it.
But if anybody's thinking about, because like me, I'm giving you a hard time because the cheese is fantastic and it's almost impossible to give up cheese. But how long did it take you to kind of transition?
It took me one video and one documentary to see like what was really going on with the production of
Cowspiracy. Which one?
Yeah, Cowspiracy, Earthlings. What the Health is a great one to watch. There's so many of them. It just took that, but it also took knowing that like what it's doing to my health. Mm-hmm. You know, there's just so much casein and mucus that's involved with this stuff, and I don't want to preach and talk about it too much, but I'll tell you the difference that I don't have eczema, my depression is gone, my anxiety is gone, my skin is like super clear, my nails, hair, like
it does just make a big difference.
No con to it, really. You
she's kind of right though, Kath, because like talking about your cellular inflammation and the stuff you got going on,
right?
There's direct correlations, and I study this crap too.
Yeah.
She's right on, man. Like the food that you put in your body creates massive
inflammation.
Especially dairy.
One thing I love to say to people, because you know I have this opportunity as a chef to really take food and show you that we can swap this out. I can make you the best burger and mimic the taste of everything that you're used to without all of this stuff that we're putting into our bodies. But you know, like this wellness shot I brought you guys, because I told you I can't come empty-handed.
You
know,
I got
the donuts, but I have the shot.
So wait, you have donuts?
Yeah, I have donuts
and health shots.
You.
Oh, vegan donuts and shots.
It's to balance it all out.
You know, not the typical kind of shots, but these are wellness shots. We do these every single day. You know, I've been doing this for 2 years. We were talking about this.
Yep.
So real quick, Frank and I just did the opening of Sears, the reopening of Sears in Oak Brook.
With Jacqueline Smith.
Jacqueline Smith.
By the way.
Charlie's Angel. I always wanted to be a Charlie's Angel. Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
She's gorgeous.
She's gorgeous. And she had 300 people lined up to get her autograph.
Oh, yeah.
Insane fans.
Wow.
That, like, wearing shirts with her picture on and bringing her flowers.
Aww.
It's beautiful.
That's awesome.
So we were, like, kind of weeding through, like, where's the Frank and Carrie fan?
Way in the back. It was the last four people lined over there.
I think my mom was way back there.
Yeah, exactly. No, it was a great turnout. It was an awesome event.
Yeah, it was awesome. So we started talking about this wellness shot that I do. So we juice this on Sundays, and it's just simply turmeric, ginger, and lemon. And I'll tell you right now, no joke, not one flu, cold, migraine, head, nothing.
You do it once a week?
Once a day.
Oh, once a
every
day.
Every morning.
Okay.
And I brought you some.
I'll do it.
I've done this. Let's do this. I'd love to do that.
If it's in a shot glass,
okay.
I'll do it.
Okay.
We have a trusty assistant here. Vanna White is joining us.
My good friend, Noelle, she came with today, and she's like, you know, she's going to Vanna White it for us. So.
Well, Vanna White, I want to take a call just to give a juxtaposition here on the idea of veganism. We're joined by Mike from McHenry. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Hi there. I'm not from McHenry. I used to live in McHenry County. My phone fools everybody.
That's you got.
Let me give you that wasn't my idea, but all right. Years ago, I worked for a place called Vegetarian Health Society, so I know all about vegetarianism, and I sold products to the health food stores, natural food stores, and vitamin stores all over the country for over 13 years. I was very successful. I studied nutrition. I probably know more about it than anybody will ever speak to. Now, the danger with veganism is this. A friend of mine used to know another guy who worked for Mel Gibson, who was not only vegetarian, but vegan. That guy was in his 20s, young guy. You know where he is now? He is dead. He had no protein in his body. How does anybody who claims to be a vegan supposed to know if they have enough protein in their body if they're not willing to drink a glass of milk?
Good question.
Hold on. Protein deficiency.
Mike, before we jump into this hot topic, because I know Carrie's chomping at the bit to answer this question, we're going to take a quick break. Mike, I'm going to put you on hold, right? And then we're going to pick this conversation up and find some answers to this.
Okay, good. Yeah, a lot of people have this question.
All right, hold on. Welcome back to the show, folks. I'm Frank Fontana. That's Kathy Hart. We're talking to Carrie Karsh, celebrity chef and brand ambassador for Kenmore Appliances. After this segment here, we're going to be giving away a new Ovation stand-up mixer, right?
Oh, yes.
Great.
Brand new, beautiful Kenmore Ovation stand mixer.
We have a fun way to give it away, too, but we're not going to talk about it right now. Right now, it's time for a shot before we get it back on the phone with Mike, because I have a feeling we're going to need it.
Time for a shot.
Oh, yes.
And this is lemon,
is my
ginger, and
wellness
turmeric
shot that I do every single day. It's ginger, lemon, and turmeric, and I'm telling you.
And is it juiced or?
Yeah, I just put it right through the juicer.
Cold
the juicer.
Press.
The juice, okay. Yes. And it's going to give
hatch
you a little zhuzh.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, I can smell it already.
Mm. Hoo-ha! Mm. Wow. Mm. That's good shotsy.
Wow,
see, I know you would love it, but I know the first timers are.
God.
You want to back a little?
There's a lot of ginger in there.
Need a little water?
Just imagine.
I love
shot
ginger
of vodka?
Yep.
Actually, it would taste good in a little vodka martini.
All right, I think I'm ready for Mike again. Hey, Mike.
Did we lose you? Mike, are you still there?
I am here. Talk to me.
All right, Mike, we just did our vegan shot. We want to talk to you about your statement there. I understand that how you could, you know, say loosely that somebody passed away from being a vegan. I don't know if I could fully believe that, but, you know, I don't know the situation.
Loosely, wait. Let me explain. Very simply, nutrition is a science. There are six nutrients your body must have. If you're running low on one of them, you will get sick. If you do not have one of them, you will die. It is a scientific fact.
So he wasn't getting enough protein, and that's why people think he died. Okay.
He's dead.
So, Mike, I have to ask you, though, have you ever been to the protein deficiency ward of a hospital? Because they're pretty empty compared to the heart disease ward that we have and the crisis that we have with that. But the protein that you need in your body does not necessarily have to come from an animal.
I think you can get it from plants, right?
You can absolutely, because all animals ingest proteins from plants, so you're actually getting secondhand protein. So let's just say like some garbanzo beans, for example, they're 22 grams of protein per one cup. So we don't really need 170 grams of protein a day. The average woman needs about 46 grams of protein, the average man about 57.
So there's other ways of getting protein, and he it sounds like he just wasn't getting it right.
Yeah.
I know that. Well, here's the question. How many people are going to do the math and cook up certain types of beans, lentils, blah, 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 to get the protein without harming those poor little animals? Who's going to do all the science?
I guess the question is, do you calculate your protein intake with eating what you do every day, though? So I don't think I've ever calculated protein. I don't even calculate protein now. I eat a very well-balanced plant-based diet, and I'll tell you, I've never felt healthier. I've never been stronger. There are vegan athletes out there who are killing it right now. They have
bodybuilders.
You know, you look in the whole athletic world, and they're turning vegan because their recovery times are better. Their muscle recovery is better. And just the fact of like the youth that comes out of it, and you know, people are gonna. I was that person for 40 years of my life. You know, I'm a Midwest raised girl. I lived in Texas most of my life growing up too when I was younger, and everything's meat and potatoes. But you have to shift because I saw my dad, who's super sick. You know, he's type 2 diabetic. He's on dialysis. Myriad of health problems. And I thought to myself, I just don't want to be that way. So it's my purpose and my goal to educate myself. And now here I am, like, making these vegan, you know, plant-based recipes. Yeah. And people are like, hey, just, you know, you don't have to go 100%, but maybe just shift a little bit.
Well, Mike, I think the point that you were bringing up is it's very confusing for a lot of people. And when they just think vegan, they think that they just have to eat whatever but no meat. But it's really important, obviously, right, Mike, that it's crucial that you include, that you educate yourself. You have to know all these. There's so many different diets, flexitarian. And
I know a lot of unhealthy vegans, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you could eat Doritos and Oreos till you're blue in the face and call yourself a vegan. But, you know, until you are a whole foods plant-based, and there's so much education. There's so much food out there. We're in a different time right now. You can walk to any restaurant in Chicago, and there's going to be options, or just a vegan restaurant.
Gluten-free, dairy-free, soy-free.
Yeah.
Free-free.
Everything, yeah.
And, you know, at first I was, like, a little skeptical about all of it. Don't get me wrong. You know, like, oh, gluten, oh, dairy-free. But now I understand it because I've educated myself on it.
Yep. And you feel so much better.
I feel like a 22-year-old again.
It's overwhelming, though, for people to first start. Like, what should I do? Should I go vegan? Should I go flexitarian? Should I go plant-based? It's so confusing because there's so much information out there.
Hey, Mike, thanks for sparking a great conversation. We really appreciate it.
Can I respond?
Sure. I'll give you one last chance to respond, then we got to move on.
All right. First of all, heart disease is super common in the West. Right out here, because meats like bacon and pepperoni and sausage and bratwurst are overhyped, and all of those cause heart disease, which is the number one killer in the United States. Number two, if someone's going to be a vegetarian, they damn well find out if they have enough protein in their diet from somewhere, because, like I said, the six nutrients your body must have, they are water, fat, protein, carbohydrates, vitamins, and minerals. Eating a bunch of soybeans is no guarantee of health.
Good point.
No, it's true. That's why we're talking about educating yourself if you're going to change your diet.
Absolutely.
It's important. But thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
I'm very well educated. Okay.
Thanks, we'll drink a shot with you.
Yep. Sounds good. Yeah, he brings up some good points. I mean, everyone thinks about that. You know, I eat mostly plant-based, but I'm not an idiot. If I feel like I'm not getting enough protein, I get a vegan protein shake. You know, it's kind of...
Well, you think about it, the industry has always told you milk does a body good, and actually it doesn't. You know, it's the number one creator of osteoporosis out there. So, you know, are we kind of, you know, blinded by what we are supposed to do to ourselves because of all of those big posters out there?
Right.
That say, do this,
do
that.
That's a whole other debate. Yeah. I'm trying to find some new milks and almond milk.
Cashew milk is my
favorite. It's okay.
Oh, so good.
I think I've tried that.
Have you ever just tried to make homemade? It's really easy. You just take almonds and you soak them and you put them in a blender with like some vanilla extract and boom.
Everybody keeps saying how easy it is.
It is.
But it just, I know I should. I think it's one of those things the first time you do it. Like bone broth. I make bone broth a lot. And the first time I did it, it was such a project. And now I do it, like, no recipe. I just do it.
Sure.
So I think once you do it the first time, it's going to be fine. But I found some flaxseed milk that I could actually buy at the store and not make it, which is, I like that better. I'll try making it someday, but...
try the cashew milk. Yeah. But hey, before we finish this whole conversation, the clarification on Latin X.
Oh, yeah.
I just got to say this before we break. Latin X is the new gender neutral term for referring to people of Latin descent rather than saying Latina or Latino.
Oh, good to know.
That's how we would use it or not.
See, we're educating
yes.
ourselves.
And we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we'll have some news and then we'll give away that. Well, we didn't even get to our Halloween recipe ideas.
We can get there.
All right, let's do that. We'll
and
do
eat
that.
A donut.
And then eat a donut in the meantime. We'll be right back. It's a little after 2:30. I'm Frank Fontana. This is Kathy Hart.
Hey.
Hey.
Sorry.
That's your cue to say hi.
Hi.
It's me.
I want another shot.
I do too, actually. Is it bad to do two shots of? Can you do too much turmeric ginger?
I'm sure it'll hurt your stomach probably a little bit, all that ginger in there. But it's actually good for digestion, so.
There's a lot of ginger in there, which
There's
I love.
There's a lot of ginger, yeah. It's a little spicy.
That's celebrity chef Carrie Karsh, by the way, just in case we didn't introduce her. She's here to give us some Halloween treat ideas, and you brought something with you.
I did.
The donuts?
Yummy donuts.
I did. These are my cinnamon spice and everything not nice.
Oh, what's not nice?
What's so not nice about them?
Because just the way they look.
Kathy's drooling, by the way. I know you want a bite of that.
I
don't want to be rude
too.
To Carrie, Frank. Jeez.
No, please do.
So here's a cute little trick too. You know how you make caramel apples?
Yes.
But
how do you make caramel apples?
You get a bag of, like, you can make caramel from scratch, clearly, which takes a long time.
Oh, yes.
Or you can get a bag of caramels. But here, what I did to make the frosting on here is I took powdered sugar and my little secret ingredient, activated charcoal, instead of using a processed food dye.
That's not dye?
No, that's not dye. It's activated charcoal.
Wow.
And so, it's almost like good for you. It's a good for you donut.
Yeah.
All right. So non-vegan. What do you think?
Perfect for how? Well, it's a donut. It's good. All donuts are good.
I'm bringing them over slowly, one donut at a time.
Right. And then what did you decorate it with?
So those are some cute little fangs that we just stuck right in there. And then I didn't have any food coloring for the bloody teeth, so I used my lip gloss. So crafty,
creative. So don't eat that.
But the googly eyes, they're little sugar eyes that you can take a nap
of. These are really cute.
I'm so impressed with the charcoal as your food coloring.
Yes.
Because, that's really good for you, right?
Yes.
Are there recipes
with activated charcoal?
No, for these donuts.
Ah, yes.
Wait, yeah, what? How do you make them?
How do you make that? Of course, yes, I will send that recipe over to you. It's actually, you can get it on my website, carriekarsh.com. Or kenmore.com/livemore. I'll have that recipe up there too, but I'll send it to you guys to put on.
Did you make the donut from scratch, of course, right?
Yes, of course.
Did you make it in the Ovation mixer?
I made it in the Ovation mixer.
What went into the donut?
So the secret ingredients is coconut oil and applesauce to mimic where you would put in some eggs in there and some maple syrup, lots of good spices like cinnamon, nutmeg, and a little bit of pumpkin pie spice in there.
So you can get skinny eating these donuts, Kathy.
Yes.
Excellent. Yeah. I'll have another one.
All right.
You don't need to be more skinny. You're good.
You don't need to be any more skinny. But so easy to make.
People keep going back to this turmeric shot. A lot of people are texting, wanting to know the recipe. Can you give it real quick again?
Sure. So you take a juicer, so not a blender. A lot of people will want to blend it. So you do need to have a juicer for it, unless you want to sit there and strain it all day long. But take one hand of ginger, and if you look at the size of your hand, that's about the size of a hand of ginger.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to juice that with 5 lemons that you quarter up. And also about a half a pound of turmeric. You can find raw turmeric pretty much any grocery store nowadays.
In the produce section. Right next to ginger.
It's right next to ginger, kind of where you might find like the peppers or the cucumbers.
When you say a hand, do you mean the palm of your hand or do you mean the whole hand?
Your whole hand.
Because I got a big hand.
Yeah, if you got a big hand, so maybe like half that size.
Oh,
so.
My.
You know what they say about big hands, right?
Big ginger
palm. That's a lot of ginger.
Exactly. A lot of ginger.
So, very simple to make. You put it in a mason jar. It lasts 1 week.
Okay.
Refrigerated. We do it on Sundays that we juice it, and I haven't been sick. I mean, I can't say that that's the cure-all, be-all, because I do other great things.
It's working for you.
It's working for me. So, try to
peel the ginger. I don't like peeling ginger.
You peel it?
No, not at all. No.
Good.
This is almost just foolproof, just put it through your juicer.
Do you have a juicer, Kathy?
I do, but then there was this big debate about juicing losing the fiber, and I needed the fiber, so you should do smoothies instead of juicing. And so I just stopped doing both because I was so confused.
It is a confusing world out there. But if you're just doing this, you know, like, you'll have fiber throughout the day with your regular diet. But if you do this in the morning, you know, don't worry about the fiber and just worry about all the nutritional value. And I could almost guarantee you're going to have a lot less inflammation if you tried it.
Well, and especially with cold weather coming up, doesn't ginger just warm your insides?
It does. A nice cup of, like, warm ginger tea.
Don't you feel a little warm and fuzzy right now?
I do. I thought it was from you.
Oh, yeah.
But it's good. Okay.
So, hey, is there any other, like, Halloween parties? Like, I'm trying to run through it. So you have your desserts, which is, this is a great option for desserts. Yeah. What about an appetizer? Any suggestions on a good, healthy Halloween appetizer?
So I'm really big into that Dia de los Muertos.
Yes, me too.
The very cool, the Dios Day of the Dead, the Hispanic
See,
Day.
I told you I'm not a Halloween person.
Oh, I'm
so like, you know, the skulls that are painted with really cool colors.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's very vibrant colors in them. So I've made a black bean hummus and taken cauliflower. I'll post a picture to my Instagram.
That sounds cool.
Yes. You can find it at Kiri Carr Chef on my Instagram. I'll post some pictures on how
Please
to do it.
Do.
Black bean hummus and cauliflower and some like red bell peppers to kind of mimic like the bow tie. It's really cute.
Okay,
easy
good.
Easy to do.
Good. You know what's frustrating is I have a 10-year-old, a fifth grader, and they're asking for volunteers to bring stuff to school, and everything has to be individually wrapped. We can't make anything homemade anymore. It is such...
Yes.
Even if it's
Not
healthy,
allergies.
Like those
Not
donuts.
Allergies.
I'd be able...
Did you like the donut, by the way?
It was very good.
Good.
It was excellent.
So you only took a bite.
Because we're talking on the air, the second my headphones are off.
She doesn't want to get in
it. It didn't stop me. I killed it.
Actually, the activated charcoal, if you brush with it, whitens your teeth.
Yeah. Do you see that on the Instagram?
So I can brush with the frosting from the donut?
Yes. Gosh, this is such a multifaceted donut.
Tell you.
So much going on.
Writing the book about it all.
see what you learn in the show.
Okay, good.
Hey, so we have a Kenmore Ovation Mixer to give away.
Yes.
And we have a really fun way that Kathy thought of to give these away.
Uh-oh. We all thought of it. So it we'll see if it works.
Do we want to start? How much time do we have, Ashley? Because the Bears winning, they losing. What's going on here?
It's tied right now, and there are 7 minutes left, so we have time.
Oh, okay, game's tied?
So this is what we're going to do. Game's tied. Okay. Go Bears. Finally, go Bears. Because I do the show every Sunday, and like I not really compete with the Bears, but they've been losing so many years that it's been great for radio.
You
so
yeah
kind of go Bears
go Bears.
So we're gonna do this contest where we're gonna play a Halloween themed song, folks. So if you want to win the brand new Ovation Mixer that just came out on the market, it's what would you compare it to? Like
let me just hype it up a little bit.
Hype
like,
it,
because
girl. Hype
the Kenmore Ovation Stand Mixer almost like revolutionizes the world of baking. It you know, normally you have that big heavy arm that you have to lift up, or you get flour all over the place. They decided what a great idea to put a funnel right on the top of the arm instead of having to lift this heavy, heavy, heavy mechanism. So you could just pour all of your ingredients right into the mixer itself. You don't need to scrape down the sides. It's got this beautiful glass bowl. But here's the coolest part is it has a splash guard on it, so it keeps all the ingredients inside of this mixer. We debuted it at the Oak Brook store. It sells on Amazon right now. It's awesome. My whole family, I've actually gifted them to use this one mixer, so everyone's kind of passing it around the family to use.
What's
it
What's been
right
the
now.
Consensus so far?
They love it, and I'm trying to get it back, and I still can't get it back from them, so hopefully somebody will give it back to me soon.
So, okay, so how are you going to win this? We're going to play a Halloween theme song. To a certain point, we're going to stop, and you, the listeners who call in, are going to finish, right?
Finish the lyrics, right.
Lyrics.
Yes, but I don't have the lyrics in front of me, so Ashley, are you going to do that?
I do.
Producer?
I'll share them with you. You'll be in charge.
Good.
You're the music girl, so you're in charge of this. And then, so the phone line is 312-981-7200. If you want to win a Kenmore Ovation Mixer right now, call in. We're going to play the first portion of the song. It's going to stop, and you are going to finish the lyrics.
Whoa.
If you finish it correctly, Kathy is going to be watching. She's the watch hawk on this one.
Okay.
And you'll get to win the Kenmore Standard Mixer.
Okay.
But first, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll do it right as soon as we come back. So get on the line now, folks. It's already lighting up.
Awesome.
It must go, go, go. Welcome back to the Frank Show.
Classic song.
Classic song. MJ, Thriller. All right, folks, this is your chance to win the Kenmore Ovation Mixer, Kathy Hart, Frank Fontana, Celebrity Chef Carrie Karsh is here, brand ambassador for Kenmore. And this is how it's going to work. We're going to play you the beginning of a song, a Halloween theme song. You are going to pick it up from where we end off and finish the lyrics as far as you can go.
Okay.
And then who's going to judge, Kathy?
And then what are we going to do? Do like, how many callers
probably
are we?
Probably five
or so. And then
so.
It's going to be the best one?
Carrie is going to pick the winner based on the best rendition.
Good thing I had that shot because my memory is amazing after that. Yeah. So I'll remember who.
So even if they get the lyrics correct, they still have to sell it.
You got to sell this, baby. Oh, yeah. You got to sing
for
it right.
Carrie to pick
let's
you.
Do this.
All right,
got
let's
it.
Get right to it because I don't want to get cut off by the Bears here because Hamp will be and Kaz will be coming on right after us. So let's get with Michael. Hey, Mike, thanks for calling.
Hello.
You ready to play the game?
I am.
All right, buddy. Here goes your lyric. Go ahead.
I have no idea.
That's a hard one.
That is a hard one. All right, Mike, let's see. Maybe hang on. Don't go anywhere because maybe somebody else won't get it either and you still win. Hold on. All right, let's go to our next caller. We have Mary Ann on the line. All right, Mary Ann, you ready to win a mixer?
Yes.
All right, here goes your song.
I hope it's easier than the first one. Oh, same one. Same one. I'm dumb.
Let's do the time warp again.
Oh my God, I think this is too hard.
Is it?
I can't even hear what he's singing.
All right, but that was good. That was a good
that
shot.
Good.
I think you took it a step further than Mike, which is good. So hold on.
All right.
Let's go to our next call. We're going to mix up the songs here. Let's go to, you got her on lock, Ashley? All right.
Yeah, we have to do an easier song.
Yeah, let's go to Dan here. Dan, you ready to play the game?
Oh, this is going to be terrible.
Well, hold on.
No,
we're going to mix it up now. All right, go ahead.
It's Thriller. I know that.
Yeah, I don't know the words to this either. Do people know the words?
I know this. Did you know that line? I know that next line.
Oh, hell, I thought this was going to be easier, Dan.
You want to take a stab at it, Dan?
Not really.
All right, hold on.
All right,
stay on the line. All right, let's go to our next caller. Jerry, you want to mix up the song again? Ashley, let's make it up another song. All right, Jerry, here's your chance at fame.
Okay.
Was looking for the place called Lee Ho.
Oh, this is easier. Okay.
Gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein.
Ow. Just give us a...
You beat me to it. I was going to do... Ow.
Good. Oh, that's awesome.
All right. Good, Jerry. That was good. Hold on a sec. We're going to go to our last contestant here. Ashley, you want to lock Jerry in for me? All right.
Oh, my God. This is not going well, you guys.
Let's.
I think we need some easier lyrics.
Yeah.
Do you have one more song for us, Ashley? No?
Do Werewolves of London again.
Oh, let's do Werewolves of London again. All right. Roberta, this is your shot at winning the Ovation.
Oh, my Lord.
He was looking for the place called Eho Fooks. Gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein.
Yeehaw, I love Halloween.
You're supposed to do the
All right. Well, you heard from Roberta, Jerry, Dan, Marianne, and Michael, Carrie. It's a tough lineup there. Should we do one more?
That was tough.
That was really hard.
But I think the cutest to me was Roberta at the end. I loved that. Like, she was like, ooh, she was in there.
Added her own little lyrics
She had the confidence. So I'm going to pick Roberta.
All right, Roberta, did you hear that? Carrie selected you out of every... I just dropped her off the line. Call back, Roberta. You won.
This is going great.
I'm so sorry. I think she's coming back.
We suck. Oh, my God.
And Ashley just bumped her off the line, too.
It's the green button, Frank.
I know. There's so many buttons to push.
Roberta, call back.
That was great.
We had your number, I think. But
I mean, yeah. I got to be honest. I don't think I could have finished Thriller.
You could have?
That was the only one.
All right. No. Let's call him out. Can Ashley do that? Because she's trying to get Roberta back on the phone.
Hold on. I'll go for it.
Ashley, play Thriller and let's see if Frank can actually finish the lyrics.
She's
got Roberta back. Let her put it on hold and I'm going to go for it.
Okay.
I just put my
Can you do the dance too?
I don't know the...
Let me just share a little secret that many people don't know.
Yeah.
I owned the Michael Jackson red zipper jacket, the leather one.
Yes.
In the day.
You did?
Oh, yeah. I rocked it too. I'll admit one more thing. My mother permed my hair.
Wow.
Because she was a hairdresser. She's like, oh, it'd be so cute if you just had all those little curls in your hair.
Did you have long kind of hair? Did you
long enough to perm it?
Okay. It's permanent.
Oh, it...
So it lasted for how long?
Too long.
Perms last for what?
Three
months back then?
Oh, yeah.
It was a bad move.
6 months?
Bad
Did you have
move.
Like the breakaways?
I had everything.
Oh, you need to find a picture.
I do.
I want to see that picture.
I hope not.
All right, no more stalling. Let's call Frank out on this.
Do it. Play the Thriller.
And see if you know the lyrics. Because I have no idea. You hit the door,
I start to dream. Is that right?
Nope.
All right. It sounded something like...
You close your eyes.
Oh, you close your eyes and...
And start to dream.
And start to dream, right?
This is just imagination.
Oh, yeah. It's close enough.
It's all,
I had the falsetto. I had the falsetto.
You did.
It was thrilling.
Ooh, it was thrilling. That was great. Well, we have Roberta back. Let's try not to kick her off the line this time. Hey, Roberta.
Hi, Frank. How are you?
You did it.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you and Kathy. It's been a great show this afternoon. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Awesome. We appreciate that.
So what's the first thing you're going to make with your mixer?
I don't know. I'm a real cook, so I always love new appliances. So I will let you know at another show. How about that?
Okay.
Perfect.
Roberta, do me a favor. Whenever we get your information, make sure that you post some pictures to our Kenmore Facebook page so we can see what you made in that Ovation stand mixer.
Oh, I certainly will.
Yeah.
I'd love to do that.
What's the Kenmore handle?
You can go to kenmore.com/livemore for all of our recipes, or you can get subscribed to us on our YouTube channel at Kenmore.
Okay.
You can also get all my recipes for Kenmore that we just created. The Ovation stand mixer cookbook that I created comes with it. So,
nice.
Awesome.
That's great.
Yes, Roberta, you get your own cookbook in there too.
Congratulations. Ooh, Roberta. Hey. Hang on. My producer, Ashley, will get your information and we'll make sure we get that out to you.
Great.
Thank you guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Roberta.
And we're going to take a quick break and wrap things up here. It's been really fun. Carrie, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for the shot.
How are you feeling? Do you feel healthier now?
Yeah.
I could do another 4 hours.
I have a lot of energy.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we'll be right back. That does it for us, folks. Thank you so much, Kathy Hart. Thank you for being here today. It was so awesome.
Thanks for letting me come play. It was fun.
Are you going to come back again?
I will. Well, are we filling in on Wednesday?
Wednesday, October 17th, we'll be filling in for John Williams from 1 to 3. And
okay.
Then the following Sunday, you'll be back, right?
No, the 21st, next Sunday, I will be gone, and then the 28th, I'll be back.
Sweet, folks. So you'll have Kathy back here hanging out with us. We'll have some fun. Join us Wednesday with John Williams. It's been real. Visit us online at frankfontana.net.
And I think I'm at Kathy Hart Chicago, but C-H-G-O.
Joe.
Yeah,
C-H-G-O. All right, the Steve Cochran Show celebrates the most valuable person on the planet weekday mornings at 720 on 720 WGN Chicago. Hey, smart speaker users, say just play WGN Radio on TuneIn. Here's Kathy with something to say.
Oh, coming up, the stories that matter with Pam Jones from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio.